always strive to treat everyone with respect and kindness. In this specific instance, I'm personally choosing not to endorse something, a sexual identity or orientation that is counter to my convictions, which are based in the Bible.
Why is this even an issue, and why is this man being forced to defend himself? Welcome to the Mike Rock Show. If you haven't done so already, please do me a favor. Help me spread the word by liking, subscribing, and following the channel so that you can receive all the latest updates and remind yourself to talk about these issues with friends, family, or whoever is interested in these kind of discussions. So, James Raymer, and I hope I'm saying his name right, but he is an NHL goalie for the San Jose Sharks who declined to wear this pride jersey at one of these events. And I just don't understand why we are making more of an issue about people's personal beliefs than we have to. I mean, I do get it. I understand it. You're trying to control the narrative. You want people to, you know, kiss your protected class because of these agendas that exist, and it's okay for you to play the victim and everything else. But if we're truly working towards equality and not discriminating against each other for any reason, why did this make the national news the way that it did? And the simple truth is that there really is no equality. We've gotten past all that. If you have a group that is inside one of these protected classes, then you're allowed to ridicule other people who don't support the same beliefs that you do. That is the way that it is. And I dare somebody to try to prove me wrong on this. If I'm wrong, then please tell me why they gave this national attention. Is it because he's a goalie in the NHL, or is it because, or is the more likely scenario is because he's a white man who doesn't support the forced agenda or narrative that we have on society right now? And it could be a combination of any of those things. But at the end of the day, what's happening is the left, the liberals, they're saying these protected classes, they're really saying that if you don't support us, then you're against the rest of the world, that you either are going to support us or we're going to do our best to put you on blast, ruin your life, do whatever we got to do so that we remain a victim in this particular case. And what's really what's sad is if you listen to the left media talk about this issue, and I'm going to show you one from I believe it's from a talk show, BT in Calgary, but I think it pretty much sums up how most people decided to expose this man for having these convictions and how he feels and what he believes in. And I'm trying to get to it now. I think we're here. Okay, so let me bring this up for you guys. Listen to what this lady has to say, and we're going to kind of go through it as we go.
I mean, I understand the concept of religion, and I'm not an overly religious person, so for me, I would...
So, this is what they do. She just told you, I'm not religious, I don't sway that way, but yet I'm qualified to give you a reason for why this man should have put his religion to the side, to basically negate everything he believes in just to support us, so... Keep that in mind, first of all.
Personally, sway that way. But I think at the end of the day, you know, young people, anybody looking for, you know, to the sports stars to be an example and to be that beacon of acceptance. And I think, you know, by saying no hate, you're also not showing love.
So listen, because you're saying no hate, you're also not showing love. And because you choose to support your own convictions, that you're not being a positive role model to these kids who could be looking up to you. Never mind that you could also be a positive role model by supporting your own convictions, by standing firm in what you believe in. Never mind showing kids that. Because you're not supporting our agenda, you just have to be on the wrong side of absolutely everything.
For your fellow players, for people that are really looking to you. And I think it's 20 minutes. No one was asking him to do any big speech or big rally or to be in a parade. 20 minutes during practice, I just don't see why this would be such a huge conflict. And
Let me tell you why you don't see this as a huge conflict, because you don't have the faith. You don't believe the same way that he does. You're passionate about putting this man down because you have your own beliefs and your own convictions, and because his do not support or fall in line with yours. Oh, my God. He is the problem. He has to be the problem. Woo! Oh, my God.
And again, I don't sway that way as far as religion goes, but I think, you know, really alienated and disappointed a lot of people.
He alienated and disappointed a lot of people on the left. You guys see why I stepped away from this for a while, man, because now I've learned to enjoy it. But this kind of nonsense would have really, really this is that toxicity that I've been talking to you guys about. This is crazy.
And I think it's very sad to sort of hear that level of passion for something that, you know, wouldn't have been a big ask, I don't think, in my opinion.
I'm done listening to this lady, man. She's saying she doesn't feel that it would have been a big ask, but she also says that I don't sway that way. I don't believe in religion. So it's not for me to understand. I can't understand why he would make that kind of decision, because I'm not religious and I don't sway that way. Yeah, it's really sad that the left side wants to portray the right side as some kind of religious nut or some kind of traitor to the country simply because we have a difference of opinion. Nobody hates you for who you are. We don't appreciate being forced to believe a certain way when we just don't. There's no scientific basis or facts to support some of the things that you guys believe in, but then you want to turn us into the enemy of the state or the enemy of this country because we don't believe the same way that you do. And at the end of the day, that's just wrong. You think that we can't coexist by having different opinions, when in reality, that's exactly what we need to be able to do, because there are different cultures. There are different faiths. We shouldn't be teaching people to not discriminate just because they're in a protected class. We should be teaching people not to discriminate because it's simply the wrong thing to do as a whole, not just for the protected classes. And then what's really sad to me, and I'll close with this, is that this, what's his name? James Raymer. He knew that this was going to happen. And we should be congratulating this man, because despite the fact that he knew it was going to happen, he stood up for himself, for his family, and he did it anyway. He prepared a statement to make sure you guys understood that he has no hate for anyone, that this wasn't about you. It was about his faith and what he believed in. And you chose to make it about him hating you anyway. So much respect to James Raymer, regardless of what I feel or what I believe in. I am a big advocate for people being able to have their own opinions, right or wrong, people being able to speak freely about how they feel and being able to stand by their convictions, as long as it isn't hurting anyone else. That didn't hurt anybody. So James Raymer, man, if you ever watch this, and I doubt that you will, I will just go out of my way to say that we need more courageous men like you. We need more courageous people, Americans in this country, who are willing to stand by their convictions. I don't have to agree with you all the time, but I don't think that we can move forward as a country or unite as a nation if we can't have these kind of discussions and share our opinions and stand by our convictions without being ridiculed or without having our lives ruined. Anyways, again, I'm Mike Rockman, and if you guys enjoy the channel, please give me a like, follow, or even subscribe at some point, man. I will see you guys again in the next video. Take care and peace.